There are many things which blind us to the truth of God's Word. Our prayer this week is that those who do fall from the truth may come back to the church, and all who confess Jesus with their lips may also do so with their actions. Almighty God, you show those in error the light of your truth, so that they may return to the way of righteousness. Grant faithfulness to all who are admitted into the fellowship of Christ's church, that they may avoid whatever is contrary to their confession, and follow all such things as are pleasing to you. One of the problems many people have in understanding God's word is they overthink the message, adding things which God did not say, or ignoring that which is said. This was also true of the disciples. Jesus knew they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, "What is this that you are asking yourselves? What I mean by saying, 'A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me'? Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy. Christians truly are in the world, but are not of the world. We trust the word of God rather than the changing applications of knowledgeable people. We suffer ridicule and worse for our understanding that we are all born in sin, that we all need a Savior. Because of our faith, we may be sorrowful today, especially as we long to see Jesus face to face. But that sorrow is temporary. May our Lord grant that we have the joy of knowing our sins are forgiven, that we have the promise of eternal life for the sake of Jesus Christ. Amen."